Ladies and gentlemen, Itmar.
We find him sound in wind and limb, and full of wind, the vigor and vim.
Shout a cry of joy, and joy, spare no stress or sin, to see these isles of risen smiles, but man, let man again.
Let man again.
Oh, I thought Mr. Handy was here. Who are you?
I brought a message for him. We'll sign here.
Surely you're too old to run messages.
No, I don't run. I've got a tricycle.
Well, sit down and rest.
Oh, I daren't. I know what you girls are. I've got a jealous wife.
So, what makes her jealous?
My tricycle. The cheerio.
Hello? Yes? I'm speaking for Mr. Handley. Yes, he's perfectly fit, thank you. No, he's not at it again. Am I wearing a pair of what? I never wear button boots. Who are you and where are you speaking from?
It's me from the next office. Hello, folks. And hello, Hutch. I say that old man was in a hurry. He was in and out as quick as the Australians in Yorkshire. What did he want?
He brought a message from Whitehall.
Eh? Now what have we said?
We?
Yes, me and Mr. Shindle. Have we been at it again?
Oh, rubbish. Here's the message. Read it.
Right. What's it say? Old English villages, tourists for the attraction of. In view of the expected influx of Americans to Britain, you are requested to see that the above are in good repair in order to receive the aforesaid. Signed, C. Salmon, Civil Servant, Grade 1. Grade 1 Salmon? I haven't seen him for a long time.
It's a chance to show your mettle, Mr. Handley. After all, you know America.
Well, I ought to. I go to the Palladium every week. All right, Hutch. I'll take this job, and when it's finished, you and I will find a little spot in the country.
Yes, Thomas.
And build a little cottage.
No, Thomas.
And when it's up, we'll stand there hand in hand.
Yes, Thomas.
And defy the local council to pull it down. My next monologue will be...
No!
If you meet me in the street, leave me to drift. Leave to... Gone. Gone. And never heard me sing Harlequin. Oh, well. Well, I better start on this. Now, I think I'll go to the old village of Kidley on the way. Little Kidley. It hasn't changed for centuries. Why, they're still flying the flags they put up when Winston joined the Liberal Party. Now, what's the name of the local hotel?
The Black Lion, sir, and don't mention my name.
Hello, Colonel. How do you know about this village?
Sir, for generations, my family have been born in Little Tidley on the way.
In other words, there's always another Little Tidley on the way. Well, I'm going there by order of the authorities.
The licensing committee?
No, Colonel. No, I've got to buck the place up. Any suggestions, Willie?
How about some open-air theatricals? Shakespeare might stop Humphrey from drinking.
Shakespeare? What chance has he got? Even Jack Hilton couldn't stop him. But what play is he going to be in? The Straining of the Brew?
No, sir. He wants me to play Hamlet like Sir Laurence Olivier.
What? 2.5 hours in a blonde wig and nothing to drink but poison? You'd be in a duel of a mess. Well, what do you fancy yourself, Colonel?
Well, I like the sound of Othello, sir.
Oh, why?
I understand the heroine's name is Dipsomania.
Dipsomania. Desdemona, Colonel.
I've been grossly misinformed, sir.
You have? I don't think you know anything about Shakespeare. Ever heard of Macbeth?
Macbeth, I should say so, old Charlie. He was made colonel in India. What a tragedy, sir.
But was he cashiered?
Yes, you see, he lost the entire regiment in the Khyber Pass.
Good heavens, how awful. How did it happen?
Well, sir, he and I went the wrong way and found ourselves in the real hole.
Where?
The coal hole of Calcutta.
That's the most fantastic story I've heard since Stalin called Molotov a yes man. Well, what are you doing about the songs in Shakespeare? Has Willie dared to alter the bard's lyrics?
No, sir. He had the audacity to tamper with the words of the greatest song ever written.
Which one's that?
Drinking.
All right, put your hat on. Well, now, Willie. Sing me a little bit, will you?
Yes, if you'll play for me.
Right, come on, let's go then.
Sittled in a cabin by the ringing days forgetting every time before I pray I have a second waiting WDTT
That's the last straw.
Yes, sir, but it hasn't broken this camel's back or his thirst. I'm going to have one. Good day, sir.
Good day.
Good day, boys. Well, what a warrior the colonel was. You know, he's been in more tight corners and tight in more corners than any man I know. Well, now I better get to this village. I know, I'll go up the river by steamer. Ah, oh, what a glorious morning for ducks. Are you listening, Bradman? I see. Look at that sandwich board man leaning against the wall, fast asleep. Hi, you, why don't you walk up and down a bit?
Well, me? In my state of health?
Good heavens, it's Atlas. So you've got another job, eh? Well, any more troubles with the old tum-tum?
Well, it goes off at night, but it always comes back in the morning.
And I suppose when it does come back, you stroke it and give it a saucer of milk. Well, excuse me. What plays are you advertising on your boards?
Some of Bernard Shaw's.
Oh, let me see. Oh, how interesting. The Doctor's Dilemma in front, and you never can tell behind. Well, are you going to sit this job?
No. I've told them I shall be leaving at the end of the week. They offered me an increase, but I said, not in these trousers.
Well, you're quite right. Any more, you'd have a split personality. Well, any other complaints?
Yes. Every time I kiss my wife goodnight, she gets a sharp pain in her head.
Well, you should take the top board off your fat head.
Oh, dear.
What a man. What a railway sandwich he'd make. A huge lump of fat between two pieces of bread. Oh, well, I must get on. Now, where's the landing space? Ah, here we are. And there's the river steamer, packed like pilchards in the groceries.
Hey, you. Have you got a ticket?
Me? I'm Tommy Handley on government work.
Oh, yes, sir. We've got a special cabin for you.
Oh, what number?
MI5.
MI5? My dear sir, when I signed that telegram, I had no idea what was in it, and I still don't know.
Come aboard, and let's get going.
Any more, and any more. All right, I'm at it again. Look at me. Well, well, now for some lovely fresh air. Which is the way to the dining saloon, little girl?
Oh, it's that funny man again. Hello.
Hello. Well, it's my little pastille-packing Baba. I bet you know where the dining room is.
Yes, I've just been there. Would you like this piece of treacle pudding?
Well, where's the treacle?
Oh, I've licked that off.
No, thank you, no. For some reason, I've just gone off food. Let's go downstairs and have a bottle of pop.
No, thank you. For some reason, I've just gone off pop.
Eh? All right, well, let's go and have a nice slice of that big yellow cake with purple cream on top.
Oh, yes, I like those. They're cheesecakes. I've had four already.
You little cheddar gorge. Well, come on, there, down we go. Now, there we are, here we are. I want two cheesecakes, please, miss, and no rude remarks.
I hope you're not intending to give that greedy child one. She's already had four, and she went out eating something horrible.
Is that right, Sophie?
Yes, but I'm all right now. You see, I ran as fast as I could.
Now, that's quite enough of that. What about a glass of that navy blue lemonade?
Oh, don't drink any of that blue stuff. I gave my baby brother some, and he went green. And then...
all right, turn that fan on, somebody, will you? Now, anything else you recommend today, Lucretia?
If you are addressing me, the name is Miss Pongworthy.
Pongworthy? How do you smell it? Spell it, I mean. Now, I tell you what, miss, I'll have a dry biscuit. What was that, a sausage roll backfiring?
No, that's Georgie, my brother.
Oh, look, he's in the biscuit tin.
So he is. Cancel the biscuit. Well, Sophie, how about coming up on deck, eh?
Oh, no, it's too soon. The ice cream man doesn't walk around till 4 o'clock. I'll stay and have some blancmange.
Yeah, well, mind you don't get the jelly egg. I'm off. You know, if that kid eats any more, she'd find she's suffering from donuts before the eyes. Well, I better get on deck now. The ship's orchestra, and look at Ray Jenkins dressed up like a sea dog's dinner. Hello, Ray.
Oh, it's that funny man again.
Ladies and gentlemen, meet Gus Jenkins, Carnarvon's Cockney comic, who is singing his latest success, Call Me Furley, Mother Bach. All right, Ray, I didn't mean it. Now, what are you doing on this boat?
Just playing around, you know.
Now, cut the patter and get on with the music. What's next on the program by request?
The Mexican Hat Dance, arranged by Ronald Hanmer.
All right, well, you play your piece and I'll dive over the side for pennies.
Well, I don't know likely no, sir. I'm a stranger in these waters, but I'll have a look through me telescope. We're there, sir.
Thank you, said he, unbiting his tongue. So this is Little Tiddly on the way. Oldest village in England.
Taxi, sir?
Taxi? What, that old cab? Well, look at the number plate, AD 1066. What's your name?
Norman Conquest, sir.
Norman Conquest, eh? Well, you are, eh? Well, I'm just William the Conqueror. Isn't there another way to get to the village? I mean, haven't you got a horse?
No, sir, no. We've only got a bull. It's over there.
Oh, a bull. Oh, that'll do. Foxy? The village, please, and step on it. Thank you. What's the damage? £1.10? Well, anybody can down here yet. Now hop it, bull, and let's have your old buck. Lovely, put a glove over his horns. Must be going home for his cow cake. Well, this doesn't like it to look like an old English village. Oh, pardon me, sir. Am I right for Little Tiddly?
Straight on, sir, past the gasworks.
Gasworks in Little Tiddly?
Then you turn left for the farmhouse, turn left again by the co-op, and you'll see the new picture house straight in front.
Oh, what a nice old world village this is. Have you got an atom bomb factory there at all? Well, tell me, what are the crops like?
Splendid. Especially the potatoes.
Ah, yes, I expect that's why they're off the ration.
Yes, I expect so.
Yes, good news for you country people. Bound to be a big demand. Were you a farmer?
Oh, as a matter of fact, I'm a soldier.
Oh, well, you get lashings of potatoes in the army.
I know, that's what's worrying me.
Why, don't you like them?
Oh, I do, very much. You see, I've ever saved my leave.
What's that got to do with potatoes?
Well, for the next 3 weeks, I'll be peeing them!
Well, he certainly got himself into a scrape this time. Oh, what a charming old cottage. Look at the cafeteria climbing up the wall. And a lovely Persian cat simmering on the hob. That sweet old lady. Oh, I'll knock.
Come in.
Oh, pardon me, madam. May I ask your name?
Lavender Bush.
Lavender Bush? Oh, yes, I've seen your children hanging about in little bags. Would you tell me about yourself? Do you live here all alone?
No, my dear son John lives with me.
John? Oh, where is he now?
At Oxford, but I'm expecting him home at any minute.
Oh, dear, have you got a mirror? I'd like to powder my shiny trousers. Never mind, advance.
Oh, here is John.
Oh, I'm glad to meet you, John. I hope you've had a successful time at Oxford.
I'll say 45 sticks of bananas and 35s of walnuts. So long.
The dear boy is doing so well at Oxford.
Yes, and I'll bet he'd do just as well tomorrow at Cambridge. Well, goodbye, Dame Lavender.
Oh, but surely you're here to buy my homemade petrol coupons.
What? Madam, I never deal on the black market.
Then what the blazes are you wasting my time for? Get out of it!
Lovely. Wanged on the napper with the jaws of third warming pan. What an old English aces. Ha! Well, I'll try this prefab next door.
I don't want him. You can have him. He's too fat for me. He's too fat. He's too fat. He's too fat for me. Who's there?
Walter with a tenor vocalist vacant next Monday.
Oh, it's you, sir.
Yes.
Did you get a belt?
Yes, I do. Have you left the BBC canteen, Mona?
No, sir, but I'm getting the wanderlust again. They're a funny lot there.
Oh?
Two chaps come up to the counter yesterday and one of them says, "Hey, miss, this is Sandy."
Ah, the organist.
No, the lettuce.
I see. Well, I suppose you've met everyone by now, Mona.
Well, sir, I've always wanted to meet Ravitz and Landauer. And I asked the commissioner to tip me off when they come down to the canteen.
And did he?
Yes, the silly thing. Just when I was coming up with a tray with four stewed rhubarbs, he come up behind me and whispered in my ear, "Oh, they're coming down."
Well, what did you do?
Well, I tried to hoist them up. Down goes my tray.
Dear, dear, well, what happened to the rhubarb?
Well, it flew across the room and caught another organist in the eye.
Oh, I see. Rhubarb and Gus Custard, eh? Well, what about those two pianists, you know, Rochdale and Landino?
Oh, them, sir. They're nice gentlemen, but a bit funny.
Oh, how do you mean?
Well, sir, they sat at separate tables, ordered the same meal, nodded to each other, went straight into the soup, finished their dinner exactly together, and got up and bowed.
Well, of course they sit at separate tables. They're poles apart. Come on. Mona, long may you remain in the radio restaurant.
Oh, I will, sir. It's being so consommé as keeps me pâté de foie gras.
What on earth does that mean?
In the canteen, soup and fish paste.
Oh, but...
for days.
She's always in trouble. She saw some comics playing pontoon the other day. She looks over one of their shoulders and says, go on, have another card, Vic. And Oliver twists and busts. Poor old Mona.
Good morning.
Oh, hello, pretty one. Whose baby are you?
I'm Farmer Carter's daughter. I'm going to fetch the water.
Oh, what are you doing now, sir? Anyway, let's forget this old English routine. What's your hobby?
I sing songs.
Oh, what sort of songs?
All sorts of songs I sing.
Oh, turn this up, otherwise I'll be saying Ivy Abe's baby, Ivy. We'll sing into song.
Music today fills the air. Roses in bloom everywhere. There's not a cloud in the sky. And here is the one reason why. He loves me, he loves me, he loves me. My darling, my sweetheart, my love. Feeling like this is a wonderful thing. I really can't help it. I've just got to sing. He loves me, he loves me, he loves me. My precious, my own turtle dove. Life's been a beautiful dream from the start. I feel a pain if we're ever apart. I thought at first I had broken my heart, but it's love, love, love. Though he's not handsome or tall, good looks I feel are not all. His face is not all it might be, but something just fascinates me. He loves me, he loves me, he loves me. My goodness, my gracious, my hat. It was a clear case of love at first sight, the moment we met on a dark, foggy night. As true as the stars up above, wonderful bliss he has brought me today. Maybe he's wealthy, but what could I say? Nothing like that or to stand in my way when it's love, love, love.
Well, I don't know about being an innocent country girl. She certainly is a sophisticated, rusticated singer.
Hey, I've got a message for you.
Oh, hello, it's Dan, the tricycle man. What are you after?
The same with you, I've got a girlfriend here.
Now listen, you horrible old dame hogger. Give me that message and don't mess about.
Here it is, it's not very good, I've read it.
Oh, didn't you like the ending? Well, what's it say? Oh, the advance representation of American Tourist Agency will meet you at the town hall at 11 a.m. this morning. Town hall in the village? They'll be having a mayor next.
They've got two.
Two mayors?
Yes, they pulled a dust cart.
That's an ancient one. This is an old village. Tommy, Amelie, take me down on your bicycle, will you?
Oh, yes, hop on.
Ah, here's the town hall where I've got to meet this American guy. And the mayor's parlor. What are you, it's...
Coming.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Mayor. Now, I've got to prove to our guests on the States that not only is this the most ancient village in England, but it hasn't changed a bit since Oliver Cromwell had his warts charmed off by the BMA. And furthermore...
Mr. Hiram Chief, to see your wish.
Oh, yes, our American visitor. Come right in, sir.
Here I am, Your Honor.
You plead guilty or not guilty?
Oh, funny boy, eh?
Me? No, I work for the BBC.
Mr. Handley is deputed to show you our town, Mr. Cheap.
Oh, yeah, well, let's get going, eh? I'm a mighty busy man. I've only got 10 minutes.
That's what you think. Look at that clock.
Well, good day, gentlemen. And on behalf of our corporation and the burgesses of the borough, may I say how deeply we appreciate...
Oh,
your...
for Pete's sake.
No advertising, please. Now, come on. Now, first of all, let me show you the oldest public house in England, built in 1172. Now, this historic inn had the honor of entertaining Dick Turpin and his wife, Bonnie Queen Bess.
I thought she was a horse.
That's what Mary Queen of Scots said. Now, on my right, we see the ancient corn market, our oldest building.
Hey, why is that sign written across it?
What sign?
It says, look, now showing good time girl.
Oh, yes. So what about the other picture? No blankets for Miss Hotchkiss. I must have a base of this. You take the inn.
Now, you're not old enough. Don't work that trick here. Come.
Hey, who's this guy?
Come, don't ask questions. This isn't a free country. Don't be daddy.
Well, you asked for it. Well, now, here's Anne Hathaway's cottage.
What, Shakespeare's dame? Did she live here?
Everybody lived here. Florence Nightingale lived here when she was taking care of the vocal for Lou Prager. Then over here...
Hey, that cottage don't look too healthy to me.
Healthy? Don't be silly. Look at that child in the pram. A week old and specially scrubbed for the occasion. Now, baby, give the nice American gentleman a great big kiss.
What, me? In my state of health?
I wonder why that baby hadn't shaved.
Hey, you know all the answers, Bud. Maybe you can tell me what that prefabricated house is doing here.
Prefabricated house? Well, that's the cave dwelling of Stonehenge Kit, the ancient Brit.
Who's she?
Well, she's the mother of Stonehenge Pat, the ancient brat.
Hey, do they observe the prehistoric customs?
Do they? You listen.
Take that!
Oh!
And that!
Ow! Oh!
Gee, she's ramming with a golf club.
Yes, and just on top of a high tee, too.
Oh, boy, that's a corny one.
Well, why not? This is a very old village.
Listen, mister, if this is a very old village, then New York is ancient Rome.
Did you say Edgware Road?
Oh, boy, this certainly is a very old village. So long, bud.
What a rude American. I don't think he believed a word I said. Everyone would think I was the epitome of falsification.
What's the epitome of falsification?
With it! Hey?
I said, what's the epitome of falsification?
Frisbee, my Casanova of Casanova Street. One word at a time, please.
Oh, that will keep you there, though. What's epitome?
But you stand there with a nose like the sharp end of a new Brighton boat. See, you don't know what epitome is. Well, look, now, say I eat a pound of green apples.
Well, what about these?
Well, it's, well, you see, I'd have a pain in epitome stomach.
Well, fancy that. Well, what's falsification?
Hey? What'd you say?
I said, what's falsification?
Oh, you want me to go on with the 10 bob, do you? Well, now. It's a kind of a fuzzy... Listen, didn't you say last week you came on a tram from Birkenhead?
Yes.
Well, that's a falsification, because there aren't any trams in Birkenhead. How do you fancy that?
Hey, You're the comic.
Yes?
Have you heard this one?
What is it?
Why does a pretty girl never have 9 buttons on a jumper?
But why?
Well, she can only fascinate.
This is indeed a very, very, very old English village.